Do everything I can to help my family, even when I'm not here.
Gift in Wales fund a third of our work helping us develop life-changing cancer research. Visit cruk.org/giftinwales. Together we are beating cancer.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tim Daly. The FBI says it's investigating an attack on protesters in Bouldering, Colorado as an act of terror. One man was taken into custody, as our US correspondent Simon Marks now reports.
Videos filmed by passers-by in Boulder show a number of people lying on the ground injured as smoke billows around them. A man carrying what seems to have been homemade Molotov cocktails in bottles and jars attacked a weekly pro-Israel demonstration at which calls were being made for Hamas to release its remaining hostages. FBI Director Kash Patel called the incident a targeted terror attack, but the local police chief says it is far too early to speculate about the attacker's motive. The suspect was arrested, he says, without incident.
The Prime Minister is due to announce the details of the government's strategic defence review later on. Much of it has already been previewed, along with a plan to build more attack submarines and new ammunition factories. Israel's military has denied firing on civilians near an aid distribution site in southern Gaza. Palestinian health officials claimed at least 31 people were killed and more than 170 were injured on the way to receive food. And the Ministry of Justice says a triple killer convicted of the so-called Essex Boys murders 30 years ago has been released from prison. Michael Steele was jailed for life for the killings of three people who were found in the back of a Range Rover near Chelmsford. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Bill Overton and Classic FM fine-tuning the early hours, however you're spending them. The voice of Andrea Bocelli soon to lift the spirits if needed after Shostakovich.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
A bit nervy about Monday mornings, going back to work, going back to school, and then that's the sort of thing that makes it all a lot better. César Franck's Panis Angelicus. Andrea Bocelli singing there with the National Academy of Santa Cecilia Orchestra and Chorus. And before it, Shostakovich, the Gadfly score, we heard the Romance, Chloe Hanslip on violin, along with the London Symphony Orchestra. Bill Overton here on Classic FM, very early Monday morning or late Sunday night, depending where you are listening. Weather-wise, only a few light showers this early part of the day for you in the northwest. Otherwise, bright and breezy to start Monday, at least highs of 22. Could be a bit wet later, but worry about that when you have to. Morning to Ed, who's listening in Reading, has confessed he is regularly a Radio X listener. They're on the floor above me in this building right now, but he is up most nights at the moment with his newborn, Arthur, and both of them benefiting very much from the relaxing music on Classic FM. Nice to have you along. Let's hope you're both going to stay. And Arthur, officially the youngest listener to Classic FM. Right now, Bill Overton keeping you company. June 2nd, it's our first day of meteorological summer together. June, the month of Father's Day. Hello, Ed. Summer Solstice and the Glastonbury Festival, all to look forward to. You feeling summery yet? Good signs are the Met Office, I heard yesterday, forecasting more than likely it's going to be hotter than usual this summer. England's cricket is currently on a winning streak, and there are two men remaining in the last 16 at the French Open tennis, and that hasn't happened in more than 50 years. Not wanting to chance our luck or anything, but I'd say that is unfinished business, as is this. Recording the Swedish Chamber Orchestra under the direction there of Thomas Dausgaard, the opening movement from Schubert's unfinished Symphony, the number 8. Bill Overton on Classic FM. June the 2nd, late greats include Edward Elgar. Composer Marvin Hamlisch, also born on this date. He's one of those EGOTs, you know, an Emmy, Grammy, Oscar and Tony Award winner. Johnny Weissmuller, the Olympic swimmer who was Tarzan on screen 12 times, and Charlie Watts, the Rolling Stones, the drummer, all born this date. So leave the office early day today, so yes, be good to yourself. Clock off when you feel that it's right. And tell them Classic FM said so.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Baby steps into Monday morning on Classic FM. There, Chopin's Mazurka. Number three, Stephen Hough was playing, and ahead of it, Julian Lloyd Webber on cello, along with the National Philharmonic Orchestra and the Shepherd's Song from Canteloube's Songs of the Auvergne. It's June the 2nd, Love Your Dentist Day today. They do their best to help us smile. This would have made Mozart smile at the time. An overnight, instant success for him. The Magic Flute. Thank you. The overture from The Magic Flute, performed there by the Mahler Chamber Orchestra. Claudio Abbado conducting. I'm going to be playing music by Mahler before three. Now we're into summer months. A symphony he wrote over two consecutive summers. Herbert von Karajan, no less, said listening to the number five was a transforming experience. The most famous movement from it is on the way. Transporting us to it, a film score now 20 years old, and John Barry leaving the cinema screen behind after this.
Classic FM.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
Jean-Yves Thibaudet playing piano there. Dawn, that was from Dario Marianelli's score for Pride and Prejudice, the 2005 film. Before it, John Barry's The Beyondness of Things, we have the English Chamber Orchestra. If you're a romantic soul, you might be interested in our album of the week, which is the new release by the clarinetist Andreas Ottensamer. Alan Jones will have a track from this coming up a little later. It's called Romanza, music by Schumann and George Gershwin and Debussy. On there. He's accompanied by the pianist Jose Guirendo, so that'll be just after 11 o'clock this morning when Alid plays a piece from that. Mahler on that album as well. We'll play some Mahler right now for you before we catch up with the news. This from the Symphony No. 5. Adagietto from Mahler's Fifth Symphony, the Czech Philharmonic Orchestra, performing there under Semyon Bychkov. Bill Overton on Classic FM, time for our Hall of Fame 3 at 3 for this Monday morning on the way, including one of Elgar's 8 entries on what was his birthday, coming up after the news.
Classic FM. The delicious chocolate bubbles in Aero that make it a joy to eat. Aero. Feel the bubbles melt. Find top-rated wellness products on Amazon, like these aromatherapy candles with 5-star reviews. I smell fantastic value. Or this essential oils massage set. Oh, that's better. Oops, drifted off. And this single-serve coffee machine, back in the room. Amazon, find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
I've had a few. Jimmy was my first. He was gorgeous and gave me so much space. Then there was Lorenzo. He was exciting, but also reliable. Elvis is my latest. I love him the most. He makes me feel so warm with his heated seats and steering wheel. It might sound strange to love a car and name them, but it's not just me. Almost every Honda Jazz owner stays with the Jazz and buys another. True love starts with a test drive. Honda, the power of dreams.
The Classic FM Music Teacher of the Year Awards are back, celebrating the nation's most inspiring music teachers.
Tell us who should win, with £20,000 worth of prizes going to the successful teachers and schools across the UK, thanks to Viking.
Find out more and nominate a teacher at classicfm.com. On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. The Prime Minister is due to announce the UK will build up to 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines, along with investment of around £15 billion in a warhead programme. The government will detail the outcome of its strategic defence review later on Monday. Police in Colorado say a large area of Boulder remains cordoned off after an attack on a group of people. 6 people are being treated in hospital. The FBI are calling it a targeted terror attack. Stephen Redfern is the chief of the local police there and paid tribute to colleagues who were on the scene within minutes.
When this call came out today, our officers rushed as quickly as they could somewhere close to the area, and they immediately ran into a chaotic situation where a man was throwing Molotov cocktails and using other devices to hurt people. Our officers, as they're trained, immediately interacted with the suspect, took him into custody, and then began rendering aid to those victims. And I'm very proud of our response today.
A man's died and a child has been left injured after a shooting at a shopping centre in the Republic of Ireland. It happened at the Fair Green shopping complex in County Carlow at around 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And a study is claiming there's a strong correlation between the two child benefit cap and child poverty. The end.